This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Tickets for the Broadway show Hamilton in Denver went on sale this morning. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
The wait to see the hit musical in Denver is finally over, at least for potential ticket buyers. The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is launching its Hamilton ticket sales after postponing the show last year due to the pandemic. It comes as part of the DCPA's busy in-person schedule for 2022, which also includes runs of the show The Lion King, Tootsie, and Jersey Boys, among others. Hamilton will run from February 16th through March 27th. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Those tickets to see Hamilton went on sale at the DCPA website this morning at 10 o'clock. Southwest will require all pilots, flight attendants, and other employees to get vaccinated against COVID-19 by early December. The company announced its new mandate yesterday. It's the latest airline to respond to President Biden's new federal vaccine requirement for large employers. Those who refuse to get the vaccine risk losing their jobs. Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers has submitted his budget proposal for the city for next year. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The proposal is up more than 16% from this year's budget. Part of that would come from a measure on the ballot next month asking to keep excess revenue for public safety infrastructure and other services. Southers' plan provides funding for 17 new police positions. It also would add to the city's crisis response team, which deals with mental health crises. That was a recommendation from the city's Commission on Police Accountability and Transparency that was created last year. City Council will take up the budget in 2 weeks. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Grand Junction's at 77 degrees. Find more at cpr.org.